Hello and welcome to the Dancecast, where I explore dance as an art form, traveling to non-traditional places and with non-traditional doers. I'm your host and my name is Silva Lakkonen. Welcome to Dancecast and episode 31. In this episode, I talk to Gretchen Bick, who has worked with Young Dance in Minnesota, Minneapolis for a while. Actually, since 2000, so really for a while. And I met one of her previous students this summer who came to Albuquerque at Keshet to interning, and she was so wonderful and showed so talented as a dance educator and so thoughtful that I had to get to know where she was coming from. So I'm going to introduce you to Gretchen and then she will introduce you to Young Dance. So here she is. Gretchen Bick has her BA from Sarah Lawrence College and her MFA in dance performance from the University of Wisconsin and is a certified lab and movement analyst. She has been an active dancer, teacher, and choreographer in the Twin Cities since 1993. Miss Bick teaches dance and yoga to students of all ages at various schools in the Twin Cities metro area. She has worked extensively with Minneapolis Public Schools. Projects include 4 years collaborating with classroom teachers at Witter School K-6 to develop math and dance curriculum. A collaboration with the ELL teacher at Barton for students who are recent immigrants in grade 7 and 8 to write stories and share them through dance about their journey to Minnesota. Adaptive dance residencies and directing an after-school collaboration with Upstream Arts and Young Dance. She has also led professional development workshops for integrating dance into the academic curriculum at several Minneapolis schools and at district-wide and statewide education conferences. During her time at Young Dance, she has developed the community class program and All Abilities Dancing, expanded the scholarship program, and worked to broaden the young dancers' perspectives through season-long workshops such as Young Dance at Large. The 2011 and 2012 season of site-specific dances created and performed around the city of Minneapolis, including a dance created by Croy Clan Integrated Dance Company at the Courage Center. Miss Bick teaches in all levels of young dance classes. In the fall of 2011, she served as community liaison and co-choreographer in the Minnesota Corrales Bridges Project, bringing together dancers with and without disabilities. The Minnesota Chorale and artists from the Dance Exchange in an evening-long performance. In the fall of 2012, Bick was lead dance artist choreographer working with a mixed ability group of dancers and the university choir. As you hear, her history is impressive, and so is Young Dance's history. It was really great to meet her and hear more about the process and the thinking and the reasoning why they are teaching dance the way they are in the setting that they are. And it warms my heart, and I cannot wait to go and meet them and see them and dance with them. So here we go.
And what's her name?
Her name is Gretchen.
How are you?
I am the executive director of Young Dance, and I, in the past, was the artistic director. I'm not the founder of Young Dance.
Okay, so
it was founded 30 years ago, 31 years ago. And I have been with Young Dance for about 20 years.
Okay, so for a very long time.
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit about Young Dance.
So Young Dance was initially started as a youth performing company for kids age 7 to 18, with an emphasis on creative dance and kind of the belief that fostering kids' desire for creative expression will build technical, beautiful dancers. It was initially a performing company, and then we grew to offer classes. So now the kids can just take classes with us, or they can make a larger commitment to be part of the performing company. In 2010, the younger sister of one of our dancers was interested in dance classes, and she uses a wheelchair and has cerebral palsy, and we thought, yeah, we'll help you find some classes. We weren't currently offering classes specifically for people living with disabilities, but we knew there was a lot happening. We knew that was a rich field, and we were surprised to find that there wasn't anything happening locally for her. The mission of Young Dance is to transform lives through movement, and we really felt like, well, that is part of our mission, and we'll start offering these classes, what we then called adaptive dance classes or adapted dance classes, very upfront about we didn't know what we were doing. We were kind of creating it and wanted to get feedback from families about what was working, and also talked to other people in the field. In fact, long ago, had a conversation with Keshet saying, you know, you're doing this, how do we do this? And then years later met Shira in a totally different context. What we quickly found, a couple things we quickly found, one was that we didn't want to adapt our dance classes. We really believed that there was such rich, rich learning in just understanding how the movement of one body translates to the movement of another body, and that it was, weren't adapting the dance classes. We were investigating translation. We weren't adapting dance classes. We were just investigating translation, and that we wanted the classes were the classes were integrated dance classes for dancers with and without disabilities. It wasn't just adapted dance classes. And the other thing we found was that we felt like those classes really quickly started informing the foundation of all we were doing. The other thing we found is that that the classes, that programming right away started just redefining kind of the foundation of everything we were doing. And at all levels of our organization, began to see dance teaching through this lens of translation, and through a lens of everybody's moving in unique ways, and what are we learning from each other as we move. Yeah, and so it's become important to us that that all our classes are about translation, and all our classes about recognizing the uniqueness of each individual body, and each individual body with its individual voice, and how can we best support its expression.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I love how you're like open to the idea without knowing how to do it, but mm-hmm. just really going back to your basic thoughts of like what we are about and then doing it. And I actually just recorded an episode with Dwayne, and he said he came to visit as well and give some workshops. Yeah. So who else have you been working with in the field, or have you then just sort of figuring things out by reading books?
Yeah, we've gone to people when we can. So one thing, I mean, because as I said, we went to, you know, went to steer this family towards someone that was doing dance classes accessible for individuals living with disabilities, and found nothing in the Twin Cities that had a rich, has a really rich modern dance culture, but there wasn't any integrated dance. And so, you know, we were figuring it out, and also finding that we felt like, because there wasn't anything happening here on a professional level, there wasn't an awareness amongst families that, oh, this is something I could do. So just that, like getting people in the door was difficult, and then finding role models for our students living with disabilities. Had spoken with Shira early on and reached out to Access Dance Company they were really generous with conversations about their curriculum and about their programming and how they approach education. And we sent a few of our teachers attended the Access Summer Dance Intensive 1 year. And that's where we met Dwayne and brought him here. I think he's been here 2 or 3 times as an opportunity for our dancers to take class with a professional dancer who's using a wheelchair, and to have that role model, and also for our teaching artists to learn from and with someone using a wheelchair. And then as our dancers have, so Young Dance is focused towards youth, classes, and most of our classes are for ages 1 to 18, but since starting this programming, we have had some adults come to our classes and say, well, can I participate in the class? There hasn't been anything else. So, we've said sure. And so that has also been, an avenue by which, individuals living with disabilities who are in the arts have maybe who have been involved in dance, and some of them have become teaching artists for us, and we feel like that's so important for our students with and without disabilities to see a teaching artist living with a disability. We also early on did had Croy Glan Integrated Dance Company that's based in Cork, Ireland, came here. And it's weird. I can't remember how we met them.
I've never heard of them. Can you say their name again?
And I'm blanking on the artistic director's name, but I can...
What was the dance company called?
It's Croy Glan, CROIGLAN. It's 2 different words.
Okay, I will definitely look them up. It's very rare that I get to be like, wait, what? I never heard of that anymore, but that's great. I mean, I'm sure there are so many more that I haven't heard of, so I always love that. Mm-hmm. I will take a look.
That they were actually the first organization that we partnered with that came here and like could provide that role modeling for us.
So how did you end up with Young Dance? What is your dance background?
That's a good question. my background is in modern dance. I went to Sarah Lawrence College and graduated. I grew up in the Twin Cities. And began dancing in high school. I was a gymnast before then and switched to dance around high school and went to college, came back here and stayed here because I found teachers I loved and work that I loved doing here. Doing that balance of performing and teaching and choreographing and what's nice in Minneapolis, at least then, was it was possible to do that without having other jobs. Yeah. And I guess, kind of mid to late 20s, I was feeling like what I loved about dancing, not just in my mid to late 20s, but all along, what I was loving, what steered me towards dance was how I could learn about myself and learn about the world through my body and my, kind of learn about relationships, relate to people through movement. That was a way that really worked for me. And it was a way physically translating things was a way that helped worked for me to understand the the world. And I was really excited about communication and communication that happened through dance and through movement. And as I was doing this, playing this balance of performing and choreographing and teaching, I found that when that felt most effective was when I was teaching. And that was when I was able to make the most profound connections for me. And so so I became more and more interested in teaching being a bigger part of that balance, rather than performing being the main part of that balance. And then along the way, the position at Young Dance opened up. And when I was hired with a colleague of mine, and we were co-artistic directors, working very part-time, and we were the only two staff members, and it was only the dance company then, and there were about 20 people in the dance company, 20 kids in the dance company, and that was about 20 years ago, and I've been here ever since, and the colleague I was hired with has since left. The job is still part-time, but it's a much bigger part-time job. and there's three other staff members, and we have 30 company members, and we have another 150 students taking classes, and we do a lot of outreach programming, reaching a few hundred more people every year. So it's a much, much bigger thing now.
Oh, and what do you think, do you think that the way you experienced dance helped you to also see the possibility for somebody with a disability to become a dance enthusiastic or dance?
Yeah.
Because I'm always interested in this, like, who are the people who, like, what is it? What is it about us?
Yeah.
Who sort of go, because, like, I never went to that thinking I'm going to help somebody or let me just provide for these people this opportunity. I truly believe that dance belongs for all as an art form. And I feel like that is something that always connects me with people who work in this field. That is very common idea. Yeah. None of us went into it by being, let me help.
Right.
But truly right. Believing that the dance should be available for all.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I mean, I think I've never thought about what it is about my dance background or approach to dance that led me into this. And it's interesting because I didn't come from what may be a more typical route or at least lots of people I knew kind of came up in this world of doing ballet and jazz and modern dance and kind of going up through their steps, progressing through the skills. So I was always, you know, I felt like I kind of came into dance in a different way, than many people I knew, or at least than that maybe stereotypical background. And when I came to Young Dance and was doing the work at Young Dance, my colleague, we inherited this organization that was based on creative dance, and we had discussions with each other and discussions with the students and families and board members as they were trying to grow the organization about that we truly believed that this approach of creative dance as a foundation for learning can grow beautiful, technically strong dancers, and that as the dancer's appetite for self-expression was fed, they would have a desire to understand the technical skills needed to say what they wanted to say with their bodies. And I remember a moment or the time of kind of, I'd been saying that and writing about it for grants and promoting that, and then suddenly realizing I was seeing it. Like now the students who I had, who were younger when I came to, were older, and I was seeing that in the classes and feeling like, yes, it, like, we believed it works and it does work, and now we're seeing it. But I feel like it's that same approach that, and that same really fundamental value of dance that then lends itself towards integrated dance, because it's really believing that everybody has something to say and nurturing that voice can then lead to the dancer, the individual, finding ways to see it. And then also in the integrated dance class, it's also about not just the individual finding ways to say it, one individual finding ways to say it, but also the community of dancers around finding ways to listen to each other.
How beautiful. That is so amazing. You know, my BFA here in Finland, when I studied, we had I was the first in this dance program, and we had a very somatic way of learning. Even our ballet classes were taught in a very somatic way. And the emphasis was that we are not creating dancers. We're creating independent artists.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year we had to submit every week a essay, what is dance technique?
Wow.
And I mean, it was amazing. It really was a great school, and it really made me think. Uh-huh. And the way I actually found out about you guys was that Aubrey was in Albuquerque this summer, and she was a phenomenal person and an artist and a dance educator. And I was like, I need to know where she's coming from. This is just amazing. So is Aubrey like one of the people that you're talking about that you can see how this works? I mean, she's amazing.
She was like the generation after the group that I first had the aha moment. So,
oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
but Aubrey was the first. I mean, it was her cohort. With her cohort was the kind of transformation of young dance to integrating integrating dancers living with disabilities and you know, that kind of next, I mean, how I said that just changed the foundation of who we were.
What are some of your dreams with young dancers still? What are the things that you would like to see to happen? Because, I mean, that's a huge thing that you have witnessed.
Yeah. I think I still would love to see, and we're beginning to see it, but just more, individuals living with disabilities feeling like dance is something they can go into, go towards, something worth exploring. Mm-hmm. We call ourselves an integrated dance company. And that said, we have many more individuals who don't identify as having a disability than we do individuals who do. So I'd love to see that integration more balanced, and I'd love to see it happening locally more on a professional level, though that is also beginning to appear.
So you want to see it more happening, and more for people, the knowledge that this is available for people with disabilities. Yeah. Have you followed the national field at all, or is that something, do you see? I definitely feel like there is a big momentum happening in the field.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you feel it also in there, in your work.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I actually have, I've been part of some of the conversations that have happened nationally about integrated dance, and that's been super exciting. And I feel like that's beginning to infiltrate into the local scene. And actually, I mean, that, I think another dream is to connect more nationally with organizations that are doing this. We've had a couple summers ago, actually, I saw that you had also talked with Mary Lynn Morris a couple summers ago. She brought some students here. We did a summer workshop together with some of her students and our students for a week.
Oh wow! So, I mean, she's a pretty powerhouse of a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to see the pockets of things happening. I mean, it seems like Florida has a lot happening. Seems like the Chicago area, or like,
yeah,
stemming out from there, has a bit going on. One of our families recently sent me a link to, like, have you heard about this? And it was a dance company in the UK. And I said, well, you know, I don't know if I had or I hadn't, but I was like, there's actually a lot more happening in the UK and in Europe. And it's really interesting to see that. And
oh my God, it is true. I studied with Adam Benjamin last summer in Plymouth, and you know, the university, their dance and theater, the brochure for their BFA in dance and theater even includes people with disabilities in the pictures, and the building is completely accessible, and you know, just like a totally another level of accessibility.
Yeah.
But I hope that we are gearing towards that direction as well in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love how you point out it's a lot of other regions than like California and New York is also like starting to really pop up in activity in the integrated dance field. And it's wonderful to see. And I said, I always love to hear about new organizations, and I can't believe that I had never heard about you guys. I know one individual with a disability who is a dancer who lives in Minneapolis, Angelique Lele.
Yeah.
So that's my only sort of kind of... We were actually studying with Axis 2 years ago. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She teaches, I mean, she's taken our class and she teaches for us, and she's choreographing with, she and I are choreographing together this year.
Oh, that is wonderful. I've
seen her work before too, so.
That is so great. When you see her, can you say hi from me?
I sure will, yeah.
So how many students you said you have in the company now?
We have 33.
And they are ages 8 to 18?
No, they're, yeah.
And then you offer the dance classes are from ages, you said 1 to 18.
Yep.
That is so lovely. And you said you do some outreach as well. What kind of outreach do you do?
Well, this year we have two big things going on. And one of them is kind of an all-school residency at a school that serves individuals K-12. And then also there's a transitional school connected to it, so serves individuals living with disabilities. So that's going to be quite something. We'll spend 4 weeks, two times a week, seeing every student in the school. So it's divided, like every student gets to participate in this. And it's the school goals have to do with fostering the students' communication tools, skills, fostering, helping students understand the world they feel and see. I love that phrase. And so we're just, we'll be introducing movement and creative dance as to help that curriculum along its way. And it's a school that we were able to do a residency at a couple of years ago. VSA Minnesota had received funding and asked us to do it. And it was actually, it was a partnership with when Axis was touring here. And the school had never had arts programming before. So this was kind of their first, the first arts thing they had done. And just, you know, what they had been kind of tasked to prioritize was around, like, I guess, functional skills and not understanding how the arts could help the functional skills. And that was a really exciting residency. I mean, everyone was really excited about it. And we've had the opportunities to do residencies in individual classes since then, but this is the first time that we've been able to do, like, every student in the school will receive that.
That's wonderful. That's really sounds like a big, big project.
Yeah. Another big partnership we have, and actually this was how I then reconnected with Shira, was we've been working with a juvenile detention facility here called the Hennepin County Home School for a couple of years, and developing curriculum there, at their request, it's kind of focusing the curriculum towards some of their or aligned with the goals they create in their therapy sessions. So it's a little bit different than what Keshet does, and so that's another outreach partner we have. And then another one we do, which is not as extensive as those two, is partner with libraries that will offer programming for young kids or young kids and caretakers, or for students on school release days to provide some movement or dance experiences.
And how do you do all of this as a partner?
What?
Wow. I think you go over your part-time hours, though.
I don't have another job to support my part-time job.
Wow, that sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
I actually want to come and visit you all now and shadow you for a week and see all the amazing things that you
Do. I would love to find ways to connect Keshet and Young Dance. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.